The Glass House, The Block, the final, well, the auctions, they're happening Saturday night.
This is absolutely huge. It's been such a long haul for all of the contestants on the show, and the final moments are going to go down this weekend. Mm. And joining us is one half of the brothers, Simon and Shannon. It's Simon. Hey, how are you going?
It's the better half, isn't it? It's going to be the better half.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Just like I'm the better half of this breakfast show.
Yeah.
Oh. What if I were to say no, Simon?
Well, that's your decision.
I'm joking. Now, the auctions are happening this weekend. Are you, like, excited, nervous, packing it? How are you feeling?
Look, I am excited. I'm a little bit nervous, but the thing is, we've done the very best we can during the build. We've definitely put in the man hours and the effort. We've got the best auctioneer and the best real estate guy, so it's, to be honest, it feels like it's out of our hands, but I'm a little bit nervous.
Mate, I reckon you have a right to be nervous, only because, like, the last series, no one saw what was going to happen that night with the auctions. It just came out of left field.
Yeah, I know. And it was funny enough, we found out that my cousin bought that, Stephen Chantel's place.
No.
Yeah, wow,
and
okay.
It actually was the best place there. They actually wanted to buy that one. They didn't bid on anyone else's, but they wanted to buy that one. So I don't know if it's what the media shown was, it wasn't the best place, or it was just their style. I don't know, but I'm expecting zero, and anything above zero, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, and I really hope that this is not the case for you guys, but when we last saw a couple of brothers partake in the series, they didn't really do that well.
Oh, who was that? Oh, yeah. No. Well, let's face it, no one likes, was it cowhides in bathrooms?
Yeah. Mate, talking about bathrooms, though, your wooden bath, that's a winner for sure.
Oh, heck yeah. No, we're very happy with that. That honestly could sell the place.
I reckon too, Simon. I used to live in Melbourne, and I think of all the apartments, you've probably done the best at attracting, I would say, a regular Melbourneite. I reckon you've just, like, hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, well, that's another thing me and my brother were trying to do, because that's not our style. If we wanted to do our own style, it would be all, I think, recycled timber. Like, it would be completely different. But we thought, okay, we've got to build it to what we think the buyer is. And to get a broad market, that's what we thought. So hopefully it pays off, and we have a lot of people trying to fight over our apartment.
Okay. Final question, Simon. Make a prediction. How much cash are you boys going to win?
Well, I'm only thinking above $1. but I would be happy. Me and my brother were talking, and it's pretty full on to win this much. But we thought, you know, 200 grand each, because the thing is, we have to split it each.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the couple, they get to keep it, you know. But we both have to split it. So I'm thinking about 200 grand each.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Would be good. But saying that, that's what the guys got last year. They got, I think the losers were 480,000, and then the winners were like 750,000. So
yeah, yeah.
It's not unrealistic, but geez, thinking about it is like nuts.
Well, we wish you all the best with it, Simon. Good luck come auction night and after the Block Glass House all winds down. I know you guys must have been pretty exhausted, so the final push is ahead, and all the best.
Thank you so much. Star FM.